email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, photographer Jenny McCarthy says in her new book, The Wedding, that it's the ultimate guide to your stress-free day. And she's not wrong. From spreadsheets to sweetheart necklines, she gives you a comprehensive guide from the moment you get engaged right up to a minute-by-minute checklist on the morning of your wedding day. Jenny, good afternoon.
How are you, Ray?
I was saying you've taken photographs at thousands of weddings. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I'd say easily. Sure, I'm doing it 20 years now.
20 years?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I'm still not sick of it.
Yeah. And I suppose uniquely you were an observer. Because
yes,
that's your job, taking
yeah
photographs. You observe things.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm a bit of a giver as well, Ray. So if I see anything happening on a wedding day that needs to be fixed, I'm in there. And
right,
they call me the other bridesmaid, you know. So there's just nothing I don't know about weddings at this stage.
And I suppose you can anticipate problems. You can
yes
see things. Because on the day, of course, if you're the bride, the groom, or whatever, the best man, the bridesmaid, there's an emotional thing going on and you're sort of, you know, your head isn't right.
Yeah.
So you're there, cool, calm. Collected,
yeah,
and you can see, oh, that's not going to go right.
Yes.
I better tell them now. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
So you're in a way perfectly positioned to write this book.
Well, you know, this book has been in my head for years, but I just never had any time to write it.
Mm.
So when we went into the last lockdown in the January, I thought, oh, here, I can't sit here looking at the walls. I'm writing this book and I'll have it done about 3 or 4 weeks because all the info is in my head.
Yeah.
And here we are 2.5 years later and it's only done now, you know.
Well it's a very impressive publication.
Oh.
So a lovely matte white, is that how you
yes
describe it? Matte
yeah
white cover. And then embossed in silver, The Wedding by Jenny McCarthy.
I was really fussy about the look of the book because I wanted people when they were opening the box, you know, when they've bought the book to feel like that it was a gift in itself, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and I wanted simplicity and elegance and I think I kind of nailed that.
Right. And as well as your advice, there's a sort of journal-like pages in it as well.
Yes.
Checklists.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah, well, there's so many checklists you need on a wedding day. Like the timing is the biggest tip that I could give. The timing on the morning of a wedding, Ray, if I was to give one tip for the day, it's be on bloody time, do you know? Don't be walking up the aisle a half an hour late because they'll still ring the bell in the venue at the same time they said they were going to ring it at. And if you're a half an hour late walking up the aisle, that's half an hour gone off your day.
But is it not a bride's prerogative to
be no
late?
Not for half an hour, 5 minutes. But like honestly, because yeah, it is her prerogative to be a little bit late.
Yeah.
But honestly, that half an hour has gone off your day.
It has a knock-on effect.
It does.
Yes.
You know, and your poor other half standing on the top of the aisle going, where is she? Like, yeah, half an hour is too late.
See, I thought the half hour was built into the day.
No,
you know?
It's not.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not. So that's your top advice.
Oh, well, it's one of my, you know, big tips for the morning. Yeah.
Here's the other thing, just, and this is a general point, that nobody knows what you've planned. So don't get too head up if something
yeah
doesn't go according to plan. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You're so right. I love it. Yeah, if some little issue goes wrong, it's only a little issue.
Yes,
you
yeah
know, no one's going to know about
yeah
it. So don't tell anyone and let it go, you know.
What are those little things that they put on the tables? Favours, is
favours
it?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So if your favour isn't up to your, you know,
yeah,
like nobody will know.
Or else don't use favours.
Yes,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to have a favour.
And then, and like we're going to do this in no particular order, but just
yes
seeing as we're on favours,
mm-hmm,
you know, people who think they can make the favours themselves and
yeah
probably do.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's one thing making a lovely little thing or maybe two or five, but when you're making 120.
Yes, yes.
That's a different story.
And
completely
also, if you're making a favour, you need to be good at making it. Like don't make a favour if it's awful looking, do
yeah
you know?
Yeah.
So take that into consideration. And if you want favours that you can't make yourself, get someone to do it for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Outsource. And of course,
yes,
but you know, money's, is a top, is an object as well, is a consideration. So sometimes people just have to do it themselves.
Yes.
So you, according to this 12-month timeline, so you should be getting this book the morning after you
get engaged.
Yeah. would people normally put a year between the engagement
sometimes
and the wedding?
Sometimes two, right?
Right, okay.
You know, like I could get bookings 2 or 3 years in advance. So
right
once they get engaged and they set their date, that's when they really start planning, you know. And what I would say is when you get engaged and you decide when you want to get married, book the the people and the places that you want. So if you want a particular venue, they can only take on one wedding a day in most cases. Book it, book your ceremony and your photographer and your band. They're the four big things.
The pillars, if you
the
like.
The pillars, yeah. And if you have a makeup artist that you absolutely want, book them, do you know?
Yeah.
Or a hair person. So the people that you really, really want, you need to book immediately.
Okay. The politics, there's loads of politics around weddings, isn't there?
I suppose. No.
Look, I've been doing this long enough and we've got enough emails into the show over the years.
Yes.
One of the big things, of course, is your you know, the guest list.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't invite everybody.
No, you can't. Right.
And I always see it as circles, you know. So you have your immediate circle of family.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go out, you go into the next circle of friends.
Yes.
And then if you go into the work circle.
Yeah.
You know, like, because if you go into that circle, then everybody's aware that they're in that circle,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
They probably should be invited.
And the thing is, then you've cousins and you've aunties and you've uncles and you've got that whole dynamic. So my advice is to decide what your budget is and who do you want in the room. Like, I would get asked regularly. I have people I don't want to ask, but parents are putting pressure on me to ask cousins or to ask. It's your wedding. So, you know.
What if parents are paying for it? I know that's not, doesn't happen that much anymore. Maybe it does. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Does it?
Well, yes, it does sometimes, but not all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes. But most couples actually pay for their own weddings themselves now. Mm. I just don't feel that anybody should put any pressure on anyone to invite people they don't want there.
Okay.
If somebody makes you feel uncomfortable, you're getting married. I think it's one of the best days of your life. I had the best day. And Martin and I decided to just invite the people that we see all the time and that we love. And we wanted to sit at our top table was in the middle of the room. And Martin and I sat with our five children. And that was our top table. And we just wanted to, and it was a circular table. We just didn't want to have that whole kind of long top table.
Yeah.
And just enjoy. And that's what we did. And, and everyone in the room we loved.
Have you noticed over your 20 years of photographing weddings that they've got less formal and people are putting a bigger stamp of their own personality on them?
Yes, but I also have noticed that couples, especially the women, you know, they want their wedding to be the best day ever. And so they like to sort of implement things during the day, like, you know, musicians at the drinks reception or a magician at the drinks reception or, you know, another supplier who's going to entertain the guests. You don't need to do that if the budget is against you.
Yeah.
Because when you're putting on a wedding, you're inviting people to your party because that's what it is once the ceremony is over. And everyone is there having a few drinks and they'll entertain themselves. So you don't need to do lots of stuff if you don't have the budget
for
it.
There's huge pressure on people though.
Yes.
Is there anything you can say here today, Jenny McCarthy,
yes,
that will sort of relieve some of that pressure
from
people who are planning weddings?
Just organise a wedding that's going to suit the two of you and forget everybody else. At the end of the day, it's your wedding. It's nobody else's wedding. You know, all of these other people coming along are either married or going to get married in the future or whatever. And they've had their day. Have your own day that suits you.
And of course, what has happened, and it happened the year we got married, we're 10 years married this August, was that now you can get married anywhere.
Absolutely.
That was the first year, I think it was. What was it? 2013.
Yes.
So I think at the beginning of the year, that year, we were going to have to go to a registry office and then get married a second time. And then the law changed that year.
Wasn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
You know, because not everybody wants to get married in a church. And I'm going to be honest. Like, I come across, and they're priests, and some priests are lovely. Some priests are awful.
Yeah.
And they think they can speak to you whatever way they want because that's their church. And, you know, and I would be so respectful and I would never photograph during the consecration and I would always...
Oh, they speak to you?
Yes.
Well, I suppose, I can see their point of view, you know.
No, I can't.
No, you can't, right?
Because they have to do a job and they're marrying a couple.
Yeah.
And I'm so discreet, but just sometimes the way they speak to you, you know, I've been cursed at by priests.
By priests?
Yes.
Ah, you haven't.
No, Ray. I have.
Yeah.
I remember doing a wedding in Kerry
a few years ago. Now be careful here, don't name.
No, I'm going to say it as it is, because some priests are lovely and some priests are not. And I genuinely think that it's about their personality. But I did this wedding in Kerry and I won't name the priest. I can't even remember his name. But when I went in, I heard his Dublin accent and I thought, oh, he's from Dublin.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought he was going to be so nice to me. He was so rude. He was so...
In their defence, because I've been at a lot of weddings in churches over the years, and they may have had a bad experience in the past.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's, you know...
But I know,
anyway,
you're sticking up for them.
No,
but
I mean,
my experience is some can be lovely and some can be awful.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's the same with humanists and all sorts of everybody.
Yes.
It's changed, and now I see that a lot of people, and nearly half, I think, are getting married outside of churches. So there's a lot of change, and I suppose people aren't strictly adhering to the traditions of weddings, which is great.
Yeah, because you can have spiritual weddings and you can have humanist weddings as well.
Yeah.
But it's all legal, you know.
Yeah, it is all legal. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the other political issue is the number of women involved. So you have the bridesmaid, and then sometimes you have this huge wedding party.
Yes.
So you have a bridesmaid, and then there's what are the official names?
Well, so you can have as many bridesmaids as you want.
Yes.
You can have a maid of honour. You can have, like, I'm doing a wedding now on Monday, and there's like a massive bridal party. So I have five bridesmaids and I have five groomsmen, and I've got the bride and groom, and I've got some, you know, flower girls and page boys.
Right.
That's a massive wedding party, you know. So you've got to kind of get your thinking cap on when it comes to photographing them, because you can't put them in a big line, because if you want to put that photograph into a wedding album, it's too long.
And so is that to satisfy everybody, do you think? Or,
do you know,
is that politics, or
it's sometimes difficult when you've a few drinks on you and you're after getting engaged and you've all your pals around and you're like, oh, you're going to be my bridesmaid, and so are you, and then all of a sudden you have five, and then sometimes you might have two sisters and three best friends. So I would just say, you know, ask who you want to ask. You don't have to ask six people. Do you know?
Yeah. So what's the biggest wedding party you've ever photographed?
Six groomsmen and six bridesmaids. And then there were like about four or five little flower girls. And the thing is, and I always say this about children at weddings, Ray, I adore children. When I'm not photographing weddings, I'm photographing children in my studio. However, on a wedding day, you can't guarantee that they're going to behave for the photographs, because they're little ones, you know.
Okay. And what, again, advice, because the book is all about advice.
Yes.
Advice on inviting children to a wedding.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If you're getting married in a church, or if you're getting married in a ceremony room in a hotel, and you have children aged two or three, I mean, they don't know to be quiet during a ceremony. And sometimes they're nieces and nephews of the bride and groom. So if your brother is there with his children, he wants to be there at the ceremony. Mm. And sometimes it's a little bit difficult, because they won't, I'm not saying discipline them, because they shouldn't really be disciplined, because they don't know how to be, they're only two. But they want to run up and down the aisle.
Yes. See, there's a problem then. There's the childcare problem, because usually we go to members of our extended family for childcare.
Yes.
But all of them are guests
there
at the wedding.
So hire somebody.
Hire somebody.
There are so
right.
many companies out there that you can hire, Ray, and they're amazing at what they do. So just take that stress out of it for yourself. That's what I would recommend.
Okay. Is there any bit of advice, just from a photographer's point of view? I know timing is hugely important.
Yes.
Anything else?
Yes. So, well, I suppose photographs are everything, aren't they? I would always say to a bride on her wedding day, I know you've gone out and bought a fabulous pair of Jimmy Choos, but make sure you bring something to wear that are the same height as your Jimmy Choos, that are not uncomfortable, because you're going to be in these shoes for 16, 18 hours. You
know? And you have to do a lot of sort of directing, don't you?
Yeah.
You get there, you get there. So you need to probably know the politics of the family as well, because if Uncle Johnny doesn't get on with Theo, Auntie Mary, you need to know that they shouldn't be alongside each other in a photograph.
Exactly. Or parents could be separated or divorced and not speaking to each other. I've had so much of that in the past, right? But I need to know, and I would say absolutely to any couples out there, don't be afraid to say that to your photographer, because they absolutely need to know.
Okay. Let's see what they're saying here about weddings. At a recent wedding, the place names had wild seeds embedded in the paper so they could be planted. That's a
nice
idea.
Such a lovely idea.
Does Jenny still enjoy going to weddings as a guest, given that she's it's like a busman's holiday, isn't it? That's
no,
a good question.
I don't.
You don't, right? Okay. Don't invite me to your wedding, says Jenny. At our wedding, my wife tried to blow out a candle, forgetting that she was wearing a veil, which briefly caught fire. Could have been a disaster. And I hope your guest advises couples getting married to forgo the 2-day celebration. One party. Yes.
Yes.
How are you
that
on that?
That can be
now?
Expensive. So when you've got like a bunch of friends, friends who are all getting married at the same time. Can you imagine, Ray, like having 10 weddings to go to during the year? And you have to go to them because you're, they're your friends. But then when it goes into a 2-day thing, it can be expensive, you know? So I think of your budget, think of everybody else's budget and ask them what they think, you know? Because it is expensive, do you know?
Yeah, and then, like, people are going to be hungover. Do they really want to be hanging around and facing the people that might have made a show of themselves in front of the night before? You have to consider all these things. You have to think it through. You do have to think it through.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you would advise against, do you think?
I would just say have a think about it. Mm. Have a think about how many other weddings are on during that year. Yeah. Think of people's budgets.
Speaking of budgets, you know, because again, over the years, the email correspondence from people who got invited to weddings, like it is costly.
Oh, it's very costly.
It is costly.
Yeah.
So what is the typical gift now?
Okay. So you have to cover your meal, really. Like, you know,
so you
cover
the
meal.
So pay for the meal in your gift.
You kind of have to. Like, I mean,
it's transactional.
You kind of have to. And then a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Right. So a couple would give what?
Well, say the meal is 100 quid. You give 100 quid each and then a little bit more.
So 250.
So 250 per couple. Yeah.
And are the, you remember the gift lists that were very common in the...
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. Do you know who wants, like...
A toaster.
No thanks. I really don't see gift lists anymore. Right. You know.
And is it usually all cash now?
It's money and cards. That's what they want.
Money and cards, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they want the money,
so,
right?
So, and I don't mean to be cold and callous, but it is transactional, isn't it? It's like, we invite these people, they pay for our wedding, everybody has a good day.
It is.
That's right, okay.
Yeah, it's money and cards.
I hate weddings. I dread being asked to one. Now there are 3 days of misery. Don't get me started on kids at weddings. No place for them.
Oh my God. Are you happy, whoever you are? Are you married?
I'm not saying I agree with them every day, but some days I would agree with them.
I know. Look, some people just don't like going to weddings. Yeah. They've been to so many over the years and they probably find that they're all the same. So, yeah, each to their own.
We had 20 children at our wedding from 10 weeks old to teenagers. Our friends would not have been able to come if the children weren't there. I specifically told them not to worry about noise, especially the babies.
Yeah. Okay, you can't.
We had children at ours as well. And
yes.
They sort of added to it, I thought.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But it's whatever. And it is, remember, it's your day. So whatever makes you feel happy and comfortable.
Look, I would always say each to their own. Yeah. Organise a day that pleases you.
Now, how are you? You look amazingly healthy.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah. So you've had your, like, how many operations have you had?
I had a brain tumour 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had to have that removed.
Benign?
It was benign. But still, you know, it was a brain tumour.
Yes,
it was an awful thing to have to go through. And unfortunately, then it grew back and I had to have it removed again last year. So, you know, my surgeon had said to me when it came, the same one came back. So it wasn't even a different one. And he had said to me, normally, if they don't come back in the first 5 years, you're fairly OK. So it was quite unusual that it grew back, you know. So I was quite sick, actually, after.
How are you now? You're...
I'm good now. You know, I'm really good now. I was really sick last year after I had the surgery.
Yeah, physically and I'd say mentally as well. There's a play, like, you know, I'd imagine it, like, I know if it was me, it would play on my mind.
Yes.
I would think about it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think, you know, when I was diagnosed, I was more worried about Martin than I was about myself because I remember when it happened the first time, he was just like in bits and he worried so much. I remember a friend of mine calling up to the house one of the mornings and I was at work at the time, 12 years ago. And she said it took him a couple of minutes to answer the door and she knew he was in there and he came to the door and he was not good. He was really upset, you know. So I was more afraid sort of telling him this time than I was facing myself.
You're such a lovely couple and I'm not, you know, but you are. You're such a lovely, you can see it.
Thanks,
you can see, and the way you talk about him, the way he talks about you, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, you know, it is.
Yeah. So I suppose I wasn't afraid. I just thought I need to go in and get this out and I'm going back to work in 6 weeks. And that's the way I sort of...
And are you one of these people who Google stuff or do you...
No. I mean, Martin wouldn't ever Google anything. Would always say, don't Google anything. Dr. Google, he calls it. I mean, I'd look up stuff. I'd look up specific sites if I needed to, but I wouldn't go Googling something. Mm. And, you know, I would have taken the diagnosis from my surgeon and he told me I was going to be fine. Now, I do sometimes wonder, would it ever come back? So that comes into my mind sometimes. And that scares the bejesus out of me.
Of course it does.
Because it was on my speech, memory and language area. It was on my frontal lobe. So I'd like, God, thank God I have hair, Ray, because my skull is in bits. Like I have big holes in my head, you know, like really
big. Have you got plates
holes.
Or no?
No, just from kind of where he removed it. He would have had to cut open my my skull and take the tumour out, you know. Yeah.
So if it comes back, it's going to affect
It would possibly affect my speech the next time. So please God, there won't be a next time, touch wood, you know. So I do wonder about that sometimes, but then I go, no, I'm fine right now. And I feel good now.
Yeah.
I feel great.
Yeah, and this is brilliant. And it's a distraction, I suppose, as well. It's great. Just one last question about it, because what's your man's name? His first name, Marsh. I've read a couple of his books. He's a neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
Right? And the thing that fascinated me most about it was that with some neurosurgery, that the person is still awake.
Yes. Well, you see, Kieran Bulger was the man who took my tumour out. He woke me up during surgery and spoke to me. And that's how that, you know, and I said to him, are you actually joking? You're going to wake me up? Am I going to know my wake? Get lost. Because I'm so squeamish, right? I was like, get lost. He said, no, you will know you're awake. But when you actually wake up from surgery, you won't remember. And I was like, oh, thank God.
And the reason that, they know the reason they do it.
Yes.
Because they need to know that the function is still there.
So I reckon that's why he said that to me about my speech, if touch wood, it was ever to happen the next time, that he was actually on my speech area.
Right.
You know, so if it were to come back, it would affect my speech. So please God.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
Henry Marsh is the name. I can't recommend his books to you because it's too close.
Don't be asking me to read those. Too close.
But I can't recommend your book. See the way I did that. See the way I did that.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, The Wedding by Jenny McCarthy, and it's a beautiful book, and it covers all iterations of weddings. You know, from church weddings to humanist weddings to same-sex weddings. All everything's in there.
Down to mother of the bride and mother of the groom. Don't forget mother of the groom.
Everything's in there. The ultimate guide to your stress-free day. Jenny, great to see you, and say hello to Martin for us.
I will.
Okay,
thank you so much, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.